Welcome everybody, Shir number 1181, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing is Shir number 333, 333. Okay, so if one is in a yard or a courtyard of a hotel, we've been talking about a hotel, which they're staying, a person's staying in, right? Now they're in the yard, the courtyard, and the yard is fenced in, and it's fenced in all around. They're eating or drinking either Shahakal, Adama, or Eitz, right? And now in the middle, they decide to move to another side, to the other side of the fenced in yard or courtyard in the hotel. So we want to keep in mind one thing. We've been talking about, in reference to yeshiva, camp, hotel. If you're going from something that is a rishus of a person, like the room of the hotel where I rent it out, that's my room, that's my rishus, my domain. So then it's much, you know, the halachas are much stronger, much stricter because of the fact you're changing from one domain to another. But when you're moving around in general in one area, the sort of like, if you want to say the public area, then the halachas are a little bit different. Like we've been talking about, like if somebody's in a park or so on, and you can still see the place and so on. Okay. So now the same thing would apply over here that if they're in this front yard in the, it's fenced in, totally fenced in, right? And it's all one public area for the hotel. And one wants to move from one part of the, yard to another. So then, b'di'eved for sure, one would not have to remake the bracha in the new location, right? As long as that our case is they're staying in, it's in the yard and the yard is fenced in, and they would not have to make the new bracha in the new location, even though they're unable to see the original location. Now, if you could see the original location, obviously that would make it lechatchila. It's all a connection, even if it's not fenced in. We've spoken about that in the past, but over here, even though they're unable to see the original location and they did not have it in mind, b'di'eved would be, you know, they would not have to remake the bracha. Now, l'chatchila, if one knows they will be moving around in the fence, even though it's a fenced-in courtyard, you know, a large courtyard from the hotel, then they should definitely have it in mind when making the bracha. Same thing would apply if one changed their location from a courtyard to the lunchroom or something like that. Again, it's a public place for the hotel. It's all fenced in. The yard, the complex of the hotel is fenced in, and it's all, I go from the lunchroom, I go to the shul, to the base medrash, whatever the case is from the, it's all part of the hotel. It's not my private room per se. It's all the public area, right? So, even though I'm changing, from one building really to another, so it would be okay also, but you have it for sure, even though one did not have it in mind. And they can't see the location. Same thing would be, like we just said, that one goes from building to building, again, fenced in. It's all one part of the same hotel. And not their own room. Again, when it's your own room, you're living in your own room, that those halachas are much stricter than one lecher needs a new bracha, because you're changing domains, you're changing rishus from your own rishus. It's like you're going out of an apartment, right? So, but if it's all part of the public hotel, it's all fenced in, it's all part of one. So both buildings are places for the hotel, which is shared by everybody, right? For example, one changed locations from the lunchroom to the shul, back and forth, like we said. So in all the above cases, one would not have to remake the bracha because it's all under one rishus, one domain. Plus the entire complex is surrounded by a fence and is enclosed. So that's all part of it. So again, it's a public area, sort of, if you want to call it, quote unquote. Number one. Number two, it's all fenced in, all enclosed in, and that would make it, but the b'di'eved for sure, l'chatchila, one should have it in mind before, when making the bracha, that they'll be moving from this place to that place. But again, when it's your own room, that's a separate story. Okay, we'll end off with that. Just the bottom line is, ending off with one room, because one's own room, if it is taka their own room that they paid for, so then either, even from the courtyard into another building or back and forth, whatever the case is, then a new bracha taka would be required. We said if you're going into the hallway, that's already questionable because same building. But once you're changing buildings, you're going outside, courtyard, and so on, due to the fact that the room is considered, again, a separate domain that one paid for and so on, it becomes a private rishus. Only one public area to another public area is when it's fenced in and it's the same complex, then it will be okay. Changing locations for sure, b'di'eved l'chatchila, one should always have it in mind, even in those situations when making the original bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha. Oh, before we just forget, thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha. Anyways, but the Mai Makam, I think I forgot last year. It's extremely important that we mention it. Simen Kufayin Ches. The Sefer Hilchas Brachas, Daf Tof Yud, and the Halachas of Brachas, Rabbi Weissenfeld, page 41. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.